Mercy amongst hatred. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. How much hatred is there in the world? Hatred for all kinds of reasons, leading to suffering, hurting others, reasons of power and influence, people wanting to keep their power and their influence, reasons of egoism and selfishness, the consequence hurting others, or most of all, even religious reasons leading to persecution, people suffering disadvantages, getting hurt or even tortured, even killed. Same as the followers of Jesus have to suffer, Jesus himself did as well. So imagine, by that time the soldiers, they gave him a lot of pains. They also made a crown of thorns and put it on his head. Matthew 27, verse 29. The soldiers made a crown of thorns, thorny branches, and put it on his head. If we imagine sinful people hurting the Lord, the holy person, the only one who is without any guilt, almost like as if demons would hurt him, would try to make fun of him, but he is bearing it willingly, like a lamb, not fighting back. And we are amongst those who hurt him. We are amongst those who gave pain to Jesus, because our hearts are also unclean. We have a sinful nature. We do wrong every day. There is mercy. Jesus bows his head. He offers his head for the crown of thorns. He bears it like a lamb being sacrificed for us. And he has done that for us. Those soldiers, they did not know what they did. They crowned Jesus to be the king of the kingdom of love, a wonderful kingdom. Where else is there such a thing that the king takes care directly for his subjects? No bureaucracy. Everybody can directly get in contact with the king. We should live in that kingdom. And the borders to the kingdom are open. We can go there, but we cannot go by car or airplane. We need to go there in the depth of our heart, to hand over our heart to Jesus. Do we need a passport for that kingdom? Yes, but not with visa and stamps and so on. The valid passport is a heart that is ready to repent, a broken heart that is looking for peace with God. Lord, you see all the suffering going on, and we pray that you may bring us into your kingdom, where there is love and help, where you rule, where your mercy rules, and no more hatred. Thank you for your forgiveness. We are amongst those who hurt you, because we do wrong in our life. We are not perfect. Thank you that you have started the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of mercy. We pray that you may change us and may make us fit into your kingdom. Praise be to you forever. Amen.